KETAR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works by authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the second of nine readings from William Owen's book, The Stubborn Soil, A Frontier Boyhood, read by Jan Hilton of Commerce.
My mother was then in a family of women who had lost most of their men. Her grandmother, born Missouri Ann Cleaver, who lived on the Pinhook Road between the graveyard and the store. Her mother, Alice Chenault, who had married off her two daughters and was living around. Her mother's sister, Ellen Victoria, Aunt Vic. Her mother's half-sister, Elizabeth Penelope Haygood, who lived across Little Pine Creek on the Novice Road. All her life she had seen these women doing the work of men, plowing, cutting wood, feeding stock. In the beginning of winter, she had to take up the work of a man and do what she could for the children. The women of the family wanted to help. They wanted her to sell the land and give the children away. They wanted to take the children in a kind of dividing up among them. When she told them that she wanted to hold the land and keep the children together, they begged her to give away the still unnamed baby. Again, she refused, but for a long time they kept hoping she would change her mind. From the day I was born, Aunt Vic called me her boy. Aunt Nellie, short for Penelope, often said, "He's still my pick of the bunch." My grandmother took my mother's side and came to live with her, to help with the children and to keep house while my mother went to the field. She had raised a family without a man, so could any woman who wanted badly enough to hold her children together. At the time, she was a tall, raw-boned woman of 50, and as the people said of her, as stout as e'er a man. The strongest daughter of the stronger Missouri Ann, she had survived the hardest times of the Civil War, the walk from Camden, Arkansas, to Blossom Prairie, the hardships of making a living at Pinhook. She had buried a husband and a son. It was time for her to take a rest, but rest had to be farther along the road. The baby was to stay, and a name had to be decided on. My great-grandfather was William Duval. My father had a young cousin in Paris, William Hathaway, called Willie by the family. He was a pretty town boy, and my mother thought if I was named for him, I might grow up like him. So the first part of my name was settled on. My grandmother, claiming her right to give the second name, called me A, for her husband, my mother's father. It was short for Aaron, but he was called A, and signed himself A. The name was given, but not used. People called me Willie, Billy, W.A., and Bill, but almost never William. They gave the name without knowing how hard it would be to live with.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.